Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropf.
All right, everybody, great to have you joining us today. Welcome. Talking about the political issues of the day and what they might mean to you. And actually, how you might be able to use them to change your world. That's what we do on this radio show. That's the goal of everything I try to accomplish here. Great to have you with us today. Lots to talk about, including this push for reparations. A story from yesterday, the reparations bill in Oregon. You know, that's the one that's going to cost us like $1 billion a year. Where, you know, if you can prove that you're a descendant of a slave, you get like $125,000 a year. That's pretty good money, isn't it? Well, it's stalled in Oregon. Now, I want you to consider that along with this story about the Oregon House passing a package of police accountability measures. Are any of these going to help stop, quote-unquote, the institutional racism that exists in at least the social justice folks think exists? And to regulate the actions of police officers on the job, there is, well, a couple of these are clearly everything I've been warning you about, folks. We're going to get into that. Also, hey, it's official. I got this text yesterday afternoon from a friend in Arizona. What's official? What's official is California Governor Gavin Newsom is going to face a recall election. Now, it is a really convoluted process compared to the one that we have. You know, with the recall process in Oregon, you know, the one that we're launching I'm advocating for, along with you, I hope, to recall Fred Girard for not walking out and stopping all of the insanity that is going to come barreling down at us in the last few days here of the legislative session when it happens. Anyway, that recall is a very different situation. When you in Oregon, when you get a recall that is literally certified, there is a 5-day process once it gets certified that the official being recalled has 5 days to decide if they're going to resign, and if not, then 30 days later there must be a recall election. So that's not much time. California, however, and by the way, they're still counting signatures. They've gone through 10 reports of signatures that are verified. They turned in 2.1 million. So far, there are 1.6 million that are verified, and they're still counting. They have until the 29th of this month to verify the validity of all the others. Well, what happens next in California? A 30-day business period in which the voters may submit, get this, written requests to the county registrars in their county to remove their names from the recall petition. What a mess that would be. And then after that 30 days, the Department of Finance has another 30 days to estimate the cost of the recall election. Like that's going to make any difference. And then after that 30 days, so now we're 60 days. Okay. The Legislative Budget Committee has 30 calendar days to review and comment on those estimates before the lieutenant governor sets the date for a recall election. So, you know, they can drag this out in 90 days, right? It's crazy. At least in Oregon, the maximum you get is 40 days, and you got to hold an election. Anyway, I just think it's fascinating that a leftist governor that is, I don't know, is maybe not as bad as Kate Brown even. A leftist governor in a very blue state, every bit as blue as Oregon, I mean, he apparently has done stuff that is so bad that it, even in leftist California, they get the signatures to have a recall election. It doesn't mean he's going to be recalled, but I find that interesting. It's too bad that we couldn't do that here in Oregon. By the way, though, you know, since we're talking about governors, you know, that Kate Brown 57% disapproval rating. I wonder how that would translate into an actual recall election. If there were signatures that were gathered and enough of them to recall her, if people would actually vote to recall her. That's what I find interesting. But as it is, we have, of course, a recall election going on against Fred Girard. And I hear that Bill Hansel and Lynn Findley will also, as Rhino senators, both be facing recall elections. Two things of note also I want to share with you that I think is pretty cool. Both North Dakota and Oklahoma, their governors have signed into legislation that their states, Oklahoma and North Dakota, are sanctuary amendment states. So it doesn't matter what Joe Biden says, they're going to fight back. That's a good thing, don't you think? I think so. There's another interesting story, by the way, talking about COVID stuff, and, you know, because Kate Brown may decide to lock us down again. So we'll see. But there's an MIT study. This is in the lid that shows that you have the same risk indoors from COVID at 6 feet and 60 feet.
What?
Yeah, so what they did is the MIT study basically says it's either 6 feet or 60 feet. Doesn't matter. You got the same risk. 60 feet away. Can you imagine what that means for a restaurant? Or can you imagine what that means in Costco or Bi-Mart? I'm just saying, folks. Or Winco, where you got to wear that mask. Telling you, folks, Oregon's a crazy place. Speaking of masks, did you see Tucker Carlson's just going on after the mask Nazis? If there is one thing that does impact liberals, it's the craziness of what's going on in schools. I mean, when you have cross-country runners that have to wear a mask while they're running cross-country, but you don't on a basketball court? You don't on a football field? Wow. But he brings up an interesting point. Are you engaging in child abuse as a parent if you're forcing your children to wear masks? I mean, if it is not healthy for them, could that be construed as child abuse? It's an interesting idea, isn't it? Or, of course, Candace Owens also came up with a great statement. This is on the Liberty Daily. Mask wearers are prepped by authoritarianism, as face coverings are all about power. Yeah, I would say that's true. I would say it's absolutely true. Gateway Pundit, by the way, has a couple of stories about the Arizona recount or the audit that you better pay attention to, folks. One of them is that this ultraviolet method that Jovan Pulitzer used is being used in Arizona to identify creases and watermarks on ballots. And there's a video on this. Now, why is this important? Well, because if a ballot was counted that doesn't have a crease on it, and it was supposedly a mail-in ballot, was it a mail-in ballot? Or was this some of that fraud that we suspect happened out there? Well, they're using this methodology to check all of this out. Now, the new judge that's overseeing all of this Maricopa County audit case was a judge appointed by lefty Democrat governor at the time, Janet Napolitano, who ended up being Obama's DHS secretary. And he has ties to Mark Elias, who is the main Democrat lawyer that went around the country suing and getting all of these agreements to have states violate their own constitutions. He now, you see, the Republican judge had to recuse himself, did the honorable thing. Why? Because one of the lawyers working for the audit company was his intern. Now we have a judge, a lefty judge. How do you suppose he's going to rule? Folks, don't be surprised if this judge rules that this whole thing's got to be shut down. He's just set a hearing in the case for tomorrow. Today, which is today, by the way, because this story broke last night. Again, you have to absolutely be 100% watching this. Because you see, if the left can shut this thing down, because they know that there's proof of fraud there, enough proof to show that Trump could have won in Arizona, then that gives all the momentum to do the same thing in Georgia and the same thing over in Pennsylvania and maybe in Wisconsin. That's more than enough to overturn the election. That's why they have to shut this thing down. So for those of you who believe in prayer, you better be praying. Praying that this thing continues. So, lots going on out there, friends. And there's even more, but including, by the way, did you see that President Trump portrait was announced for the Smithsonian Institution? It's about the permanent exhibition called America's Presidents. What do you want to bet, folks? What do you want to bet? It won't be long until the Smithsonian has to go hide this thing because the left is going to go crazy. What do you want to bet? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk. I know I'm just throwing out a lot of things out there, but these police reform bills that have passed the House, especially the ones that limit, well, they ask applicants about their opinions on race and diverse cultures. Is that a violation of your First Amendment right? I think it is. In fact, I think there's even more here. But what do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. And is it good that the reparations bill is not going to go anywhere, apparently? Yeah, don't worry. They'll be back with it. It's 620. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What do you think about reparations? What do you think about all of these cop bills that got passed out of the House anyway yesterday in Oregon? One of them says applicants have to state their opinions on race and diverse cultures, and then they are rigorously evaluated then. Isn't that a violation of your right of privacy, of your First Amendment right? Because what if you're denied employment? What a mess this is going to be. And then the fact that now we have to, another bill calls on the cops to investigate potential gender-based hate crimes. Gender-based, what would a gender-based hate crime be? Well, in today's woke cancel culture world, it would be maybe an offhanded comment. Maybe a preacher preaching against transgenderism, or maybe a church denying a transgender person employment. See where this is headed, folks? It's very dangerous. Very dangerous. 503-589-1220. In a moment, we're going to go to the phones. Want to thank, once again, Freedom Heating and Air. You know, they're one of our great sponsors. They make your life better. And they do. They've been doing it a long time, well over 40 years. And that means that they're a solid company. You've been around that long time. And you've served your customers well. You've been rewarded with being in business because you do a great job. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. The warm temperatures are coming. So if you want to make your life comfortable at home or maybe in your business, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Give them a call. Let's go to the phones. Art, good morning. How are you today? What do you have to say?
Well, Jeff, never forget gutting stuff. Reparations ain't dead until the final gavel goes down. And in Oregon, of course, you know that happens quite often. And of course, if the Republicans were out and negotiating what will and won't be before they come back, we wouldn't have to worry about it. But no, we're going to have to continue to worry about it because our Republican leaders won't do the right thing. as far as police, Jeff, very concerned. I do the vending out at the Department of Safety Standards and Practices. And this garbage has been going on for a year with the police. And I don't know numbers or anything, but I do believe enrollment to become a police officer is down. If you look at the statistics, a lot of the police are taking early retirements. And, of course, if that continues, we're in trouble. However, and I know you've probably heard scuttlebutt about it, Jeff, the ultimate goal, I believe, of the Democrats is to nationalize the police if they can. And that ought to really worry everybody because then they become federal employees. And, well, anyways, enough said on that, Jeff, but those are my takes on your topics today. And without a doubt, the Democrats continue to bully and do whatever the hell they want. And our Republican friends allow them to do it, not only to them, but to us. And it's a real shame because, boy, by the time this session is over, we're all going to be screwed. It's just how bad.
Jeez. I hate to say it, Art, but I have to agree with you. I mean, let me tell you how bad this is. And I know Tim listens. So last night I had dinner with a person who has decided, along with their entire family, and this is a big family, they're going to leave Oregon. They're moving to Florida. They just sold one of their homes, and they're going to pick up their business, and they're going to move it to Florida. I mean, this is how serious this is getting. These people are sick of it. But here's what's fascinating. Is even though that's the case, Art, there are plenty of people willing to move to Oregon to take their place.
Well, if you're in a situation, Jeff, where it's advantageous to move to Oregon and join the woke crowd, here in our state, and it benefits you, Jeff, they're of course going to do it. I mean, yeah, it's a it's kind of a shuffle, you know, and so you're absolutely correct. There's plenty of woke-minded people that'll come to Oregon to take advantage of the system, like, well, so many do special interests, especially because, you know, us common folk don't get the benefits that Kate Brown and the Democrats give to bigger companies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, no, that's true, because only the rich and powerful on the Democrat side get the good opportunities. Art, thanks for calling.
Hey, Jeff,
I appreciate it.
Jeff, hold on one quick second.
Okay,
go fast. I do want to mention, I called one of your the people that you guys promote that advertise with KSLM, and they're coming out next week to give me a bid on doing some yard work, that Bo Smith guy. I did want to tell you that we're listening to you and we're supporting KSLM.
Thank you, Art. That means a lot. And I'm telling you, it really does. Art, thank you. That's a great story. I appreciate it deeply. It's 6:30 in the morning. We'll be right back in a moment. So what do you think about the new cop bills that passed the House and reparations apparently not going anywhere? Are they going to be back? Is it the right thing to do to just stop it? Or does some of these bills really hurt law enforcement? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff always at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. So, by the way, those of you, thank you, that have made contributions to Christina Mollimon's Legal Defense Fund. You know, this is the young lady who's been engaged in a lot of political stuff. She is an immigrant from Russia. Her entire family came to America from the former Soviet Union. Anyway, she, as you know, her and her mother were arrested for praying, literally just praying. On the evening of January 6th, they were back there for the Trump speech. They did not go to the Capitol. She was in a meeting clear across town when the actual riot happened at the Capitol. She wasn't there. So later when she got back, they went out right around curfew. And of course, she lives in Portland, so she's used to curfew not meaning anything. So her and her mom and some other people go out, and they literally go to the reflection pool a long way away from the Capitol. And they pray. They get arrested for praying. So it's a misdemeanor, by the way. Had to spend the night in jail. Now they've had to hire a very expensive attorney, one of Trump's attorneys, because they're also being now charged with unlawful entry. Into what? The Capitol building? They were never there. At any rate, her friend Sarah Campbell set up this Christina Mollimon Legal Defense Fund. You can see it. It's on givesendgo.com. This is the Christian crowdfunding site. This is not GoFundMe. This is givesendgo.com. I want to challenge you to give whatever you can to help Christina and her mother fight this unjust prosecution. You can see that I gave a donation, and I will have this up on my Facebook page also. I appreciate you, because some of you did email me. Thank you. I appreciate that, and they appreciate it very much. All right. Did you see that Oregon made the news again? No kidding. Yeah, we did, sadly. Ammo Land, who sent this to me? I want to give credit where credit is due. Avis. Thank you, Avis. Ammo Land, which is a national gun rights sporting and shooting sports news, said Oregon Democrats take radical actions against gun owners while Republicans cash out. Now, this, of course, is what a follow-on to yesterday's show about how, you know, Oregon Firearms Federation here had the just scathing indictment of these Republicans who are being bought off. That's the only way that you can look at this. I mean, it is. And, you know, here we are. You know what? Art made this important point, and it is an important point, is that here we are. Republicans are choosing to stick around because they get to spend $2 million of COVID relief money in their districts in the House, and $4 million if you're in the Senate. Okay. And in exchange for that, they're going to pass bills that make you a criminal if you don't report your gun stolen within 48 hours. Or that prohibit you from, again, allowing your 17-year-old daughter to get a gun and protect herself at home. And make you a criminal without knowing it if you happen to walk onto property that is adjacent to government property where they have prohibited concealed carry. Yeah, so that's what it was. It was all about money. Now, where does this end? Because it's not just about guns. It's going to be about a lot of other things. So all this stuff about reparations, what if all of a sudden reparations got serious? They really decided, the radical left really decided to move the reparations bill. Would Republicans say, no, we're not going to do that? We'll walk out over that? You got to be kidding me. Of course they would. They're scared to death of being, because they would be accused of being racist, right? So what would Republicans walk out over? A carbon tax that many of their donors, their big donors, would be hurt with? Because you see, the big donors are business people, and they don't care about guns. I mean, they kind of do, but they really don't. Because you see, the reality, the last walkout led by Herman Bertsegger 2 years ago, that was about the cap and trade bill. Yeah, it would cost jobs and it would hurt business that supports Republicans. Yeah, but it wasn't about guns. It wasn't about your God-given right to defend your family. And that's what I don't understand. I really don't understand. But I do. You see, the sad part about it is there is a segment of the quote-unquote Republican donor base. And this is why, friends, we have to reshape how we give money. We just do. First of all, we got to quit giving it to big business that gives it to Democrats that pass laws that take our freedom. That's the first thing we got to do. The second thing is we've got to decide how we're going to spend our money, and that we're going to dedicate a small amount of money to help get people elected or for causes that are for liberty. Like helping to fund some of these races against the 10 Rhino Republicans that voted to impeach Trump. for nothing. Or to help people like Christina Malema and others that have been unjustly accused because they stood up for what they believe in. We have to do this, friends. And it's not just me. I mean, it's a lot of other people. And we have to then make sure in our primaries here in Oregon that we get people who are rock solid and will not get bought off the way these six Republican senators have been, and why they need to be recalled. Every one of them need to be recalled and replaced with a conservative who will be smart about what they say and how they say it and know how to position themselves so that they can be reelected once they're appointed to fill the seat of a recalled Republican rhino senator. And that's just exactly what needs to happen. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What would Republicans be willing to walk out for? This reparations bill? It'll cost the state of Oregon $1.2 billion a year. A year, folks. Or some of these bills that make it... Why would you want to be a cop in Oregon? Seriously. These bills that they're trumpeting that passed the Oregon House. Why would you want to be a cop? Because you're being turned into a social worker. Now, it's not to say that there isn't room for improvement, because there is, and you know it and I know it. But those of you in law enforcement, and I have the highest of regard for you and respect for you, I'm telling you, I don't know how you do what you do. It's like some of you state government employees out there and other government employees that have to put up with the politically correct garbage that comes rolling down from Kate Brown, right down on through your department heads, that you just can't stand. I don't know how you do it. I have the greatest of admiration for you. I mean, I really do. I just... You do a job, especially you cops out there. I'm sorry. Police officers. Yeah, I was in the fire service, so we call... It's good-natured. We call them cops. But, you know, when I was in the fire service, we show up, people need our help, and we're heroes. The cops show up and shoot dead a black girl stabbing another black girl. They get vilified, especially if the cop is white. And you get LeBron James going after them. What? Yeah. You get LeBron James going after him. Why would you want to be a cop when Oregon's passing bills that make it hard for you to do your job, that demoralize you? I mean, you already have a bunker mentality in some regards. I mean, cops do. They deal with the negatives of human interaction every day. And all these bills that got passed, I don't know why anyone would want to be. But I have to say this. Life is good. I'm encouraged because every day there are men and women who say, you know what? I want to serve my fellow man by being a cop. It takes a special kind of person, and my hat's off to you. 6:48 in the morning, back in a moment. Don't go away. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is the power of your GMC talk line. I got some phone lines lit up here, so I got to go quick with everybody. Let's, before I start with Rebecca and then move on to Glenn and Julie, you guys hang on because I want to hear what you have to say. Just want to thank Pro Bioscience. They make the best CBD products. It's all natural pain relief. You sleep better. They're made in Salem. All the products right here in Salem. Check them out at pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy online, use the discount code SHOWERS. You get 15% off. It's April Showers. Showers. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What are your thoughts?
You've asked about what this, the things that the Democrats are doing, if it will hurt the police. And yes, it will hurt the police. I want to remind people of the boy who shot up his school in Florida back when Obama was president. And 30-some people had called in to various agencies at his school, the local police, the FBI, and had reported that he was wanting to shoot up the school. And nobody responded because Obama had a policy in place that that would have hurt whoever responded because the boy was black.
Yep, and that's right. That's right.
And the people who are hired into those positions are not the people with the power. The people who make the policies and do the hiring are the ones with the power. And so there's a huge corruption of the whole process of it doesn't become a process of liberty or the good of the people. It becomes just a facade of that looks like that nothing has happened. Just look at any Democrat city. The murder rate is huge, and there's no gun rights, and nobody can protect
themselves. Yep, that's right. Only the criminals have guns. You're right. You, in fact, just last night in Portland, I got to let you go, Rebecca, because I got to move on here. But just last night in Portland, 7 people were shot in the same spot the night before a guy was shot and killed in Portland. Jeffrey writes me an email, says, I may have missed it, but with starting a recall on Fred Girard, is there a good candidate to potentially run for his seat? Yeah, there is. And I think it's someone who's not even in politics, because at least one of the House members has fully bought in to the same lie that Fred Girard has. I want to thank also Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being another one of our great sponsors. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. This is a contractor you can trust, righteousrenovations.com. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Go.
The control of Salem really comes from Portland. And it's interesting because Ted Wheeler actually was a Republican when he was the treasurer for 6 years. Was he living in Salem or Portland? Was he commuting? Because what's interesting, think about that. When they started protesting at his Pearl District building, he left. Well, a lot of people are leaving those big high tower buildings where a lot of the money comes to support Salem. So as they vacate those buildings, there's not enough homes out in the valleys for all those people. Because when they go out on the street, they see all that's going on in the Pearl District. You call police, no one shows up. So there's just, the strength is eventually going to drain out of the city. And that's where most of these politicians like Wheeler got their strength, in Salem. I don't think he lived in Portland when he was treasurer. I thought he lived in Salem.
Well, he did. Actually, you bring up an interesting point. A very interesting point. Glenn, thanks. I totally forgot about that. Glenn, you've got a great memory. Thank you for that. Before I move on to Julie, Mr. Transmission Mile X. They are at Wilsonville Auto Repair up in Wilsonville. If your tranny is not working right in your car, why don't you go on up there and let them give you a free diagnostic of not just the transmission, but your entire car. And on their website, which is WilsonvilleMrTMileX.com, they've got a $200 off certificate for repair. Wilsonville Auto Repair, Mr. T Mile X. Julie, good morning. How are you and your thoughts today?
My thoughts today, I'm amazed at the liberal, I shouldn't be, but I'm amazed at the liberal media with this. These two girls, one had a knife and the other one didn't, and they said, oh, it's a knife fight. Well, generally a knife fight requires each person having a knife. It's kind of like a one-sword fight. And the policeman who got out of his car, you know, he had assessed the situation as he was driving up. He was probably very good at triage. When that gun came out of his holster, he knew someone was going to die. Sad. But when I bought my first handgun, my brother told me, he said, it's the last option, very last option. And when that comes out, someone's going to get hurt. And you are taught to fire for body mass.
That's right.
I'm worried that the bill that the House passed will tell the police to fire a warning shot. And the problem with that is that bullet has to come down somewhere, and I hope I'm not in the area.
Yeah, no, amen to that. Well said. Thank you, Julia. I appreciate it. Let's finish up the show today with Tim. Tim, good morning, and your thoughts on all of this.
Good morning, Jeff. You were talking about people leaving the state. Here's
yes.
a couple pieces. One, the people that I know, about a third of them, it takes time. It could be a job transfer. They have to find a new one. They're business leases. Some are 4 years old. And that means it's going to take them just a little while, but they're going to take their businesses with them. So this gross receipts tax is going to hit them too. If we're experiencing...
Yeah, it is. You're right. And they're not done, Tim. They're going to continue to ratchet up the cost of doing business in Oregon to the point where, you know, small businesses that cannot hire lobbyists to buy their special exemptions the way Intel and Nike do and others, they just either shut down or they raise the cost of living so high that people have to leave Oregon like they're leaving California because they can't afford to live there. Are you there?
I am.
All right, finish up.
One last thing. We have power, but sometimes it's greater, the financial power that we have versus the voting power, because that has time between it and it takes a while. But we can impact them financially now, and that can impact the party as opposed to just the candidate or the person in office.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Tim. Thanks to all of you. I deeply appreciate each and every one of you who listen to this show. And those of you like Art that literally make it a point to do business with our advertisers. Thank you so much. Every one of you, be blessed. See you tomorrow.